A word for you from John chapter 6 verse 60 to 64. Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Many people took offense at Jesus' teaching. They refused to listen to his explanations. They were unwilling to accept his teachings. The Lord challenged them that if they were grumbling at his hard teaching, what would be their response to the scandal of the crucifixion, to the offense of the ascension? Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Are the words of Christ too hard for you? "He who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Are you offended? "I know your deeds, that you're neither hot nor cold. Because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Is this word too sharp for your sensibilities? Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Do you feel insulted? "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven," Jesus said, "but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Are his commands too burdensome for you? "He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters abroad." Is Christ first in your life? Then Jesus said to them, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Are you conflicted? "Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it for life eternal." Is Christ first in your life? Will you also turn away? For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world but he loses his own soul? Will you also fall away? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him the Son of God will be ashamed when he comes in his glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. Would you prefer light teachings? Do you prefer non-threatening, non-confrontational, comforting and comfortable words? It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to the person to whom they come. It's better for him if a millstone is tied around his neck and he be cast in the depths of the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him.